And then on Friday, October 10th at 11 is our monthly Eat Around the World.
Oh, food, food, food.
Exactly. Yeah. So this month we are traveling to Sweden. We're very excited.
Here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet within your browser at WFPR.FM. And in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, remember that thing with the dial or the buttons? 102.9. Here in our glorious studio again today with a couple of folks from the Senior Center to talk about October already?
I know.
Oh, no, where did it go?
Wasn't it just summer?
It was. It's still warm today, too, but that's another story. So, Sarah, Emeril, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be back. I know I missed a couple months, so I'm excited
to
see you.
We won't keep track of how many you missed, but you're here, and you sent the other A team. I mean, other A team.
Absolutely.
It's not a B team. You don't have a B team there.
All A.
And Jillian Rochette, thank you for coming, too.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
We're about to have some fun. So, fasten your seatbelts. We're going to find out what kind of a ride we're on for the Senior Center in October.
We got plenty of good programs for you, but we wanted to start this recording by mentioning that on the front page of our newsletter, you will see it, but we're promoting My Active Center, which is a way for you to sign up for Senior Center events online. So you don't have to call on the phone or stop into the Senior Center. You can actually sign up online. If you would like to sign up for My Active Center, all of the information is right on the front page of the October newsletter. If you need help, we're happy to help you, but it's a great option.
Let your fingers do the walking.
Exactly.
Is getting reinvigorated with this.
Yes, and I guess we should mention that that's only for a free event.
True.
Because we're still not connected to a credit card processor online, but we are working on that. So hopefully... Okay.
Stay tuned. Sometime.
We also want to mention AARP comes in and does our tax aid program.
Yes.
So they service so many people, not just seniors, but throughout the community that need help doing their taxes.
Right.
And they are looking for volunteers.
Yes.
So we really want to promote that for them because they're able to do so much work, not only here, but in towns around the state. There's no accounting experience required. They will completely train you, and you can contact us for more information, and we can put you in touch.
Yep. The library has a similar program through their VITA, and they're also looking for people to get that training so that they can be within the realm of providing assistance, because, yes, some people need assistance doing their taxes.
Yes. Don't we all?
Some more than others, they say.
Yes. And then we also have some honorable mentions from actually the Franklin Health Department. We're very happy we partner with Alicia, who's part of the health department, in providing basic health care to our seniors, like blood pressure checks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me to add a couple of quick little things that they are doing this month as well. So I'll just mention the health department is having a health fair at the Franklin Library on Wednesday, October 1st from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. There will be vendors, prizes, giveaways, activities for the kids, face painting, all sorts of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely check out the health fair on the 1st.
It's a busy and happening place.
Absolutely.
With a health focus, and what's wrong with that?
Yeah. And they're also going to be hosting a flu clinic for children, so age 18 and under, at the Senior Center on Wednesday, October 8th from 3 to 5:30.
Right. Yep.
And so you can call the health department for more information on either of those events. You can also call the Senior Center, and we can get you connected with Alicia.
And if you're adept, I believe that, because I've also shared the, there's a link to do the sign up.
Yes. Oh, you're right. Because I think there are flyers we've even shared. We always try and put the link and the QR code.
Correct. Because some people
but
can
a lot
use
of,
it, some
you're right.
people can't.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. So I think they've been trying to do the same thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So those are just mentions, but now we're going to dive into
the real programming. Yeah.
On Wednesday, October 1st, we are kicking off the month with a bang. Joe Landry will be back at the Senior
Yay.
Center. We know that his events are always very well attended, and the seniors just love his events. So we're very excited to have Joe back.
Which topic hasn't he covered yet?
We're doing Franklin Then and Now is
Ooh.
The topic for October 1st. I have a little description for you. Take a walk down memory Memory Lane with Joe Landry. View old photography from downtown Franklin compared with current photos. See where schools and buildings were, what's there now, and other Franklin landmarks.
Yes.
So it'll be a really great time where he'll show you an old photo and then he'll show you the current photo in that exact same spot.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. So once again, that's on the 1st at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Then on Monday, October 6th at 1:30, we'll have 50-plus job seekers back.
Yes.
So we've talked about them a little bit. They are a great partnership that we have. They're going to come in a couple times, and now they're focusing on different topic. So the one on the 6th will be intro to networking. So again, this is for, there's a lot of resources out there for looking for jobs, but there are special challenges that come with looking for jobs when you're 50 and older. So intro to networking will cover things on where to best network and to get the best bang for your buck of who you want to get yourself in front of, how to do that, that will ultimately help you lead to a landing a position.
Yeah, networking can be a challenge, especially for those who are not, you know, considered socially active.
Yes.
If you're an introvert, it's kind of hard to make that cold call. But there are some tips and tricks, and I'm sure they'll cover those because I've been to some of those sessions before and they were insightful. And
yes.
Yes. The one advice, networking is not a one-time thing. It's
correct.
Like gardening. You need to water the garden. You need to keep in touch. Just about simple things, and because you never know when you need to go to so-and-so or so-and-so to say, hey, can you help me reach that person over there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there's a way to do it that it doesn't take that much time and effort or, you know, even just starting to have that connection and reaching out every once in a while.
It's like literally watering the garden. It's a few minutes a day. Do this, do this, do this, and then your people's awareness of you looking, as well as your awareness of people that are out there and what they're doing, will help.
Exactly.
Yes.
So come for tips, because 50-plus job seekers is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Tuesday, October 7th at 1 o'clock, I am so excited for this program. Sarah and I were just joking about what a history nerd I am. So we are having historical portrayals by Lady J at the Senior Center. She does historical portrayals of different women throughout history and the impact they made, and she tells a story about them. She allowed me to choose which one I wanted, and I chose Deborah Sampson, who was a woman who disguised herself as a man to fight in the Revolutionary War. And she's actually a Massachusetts native. I did my fourth grade project on her, so I was very excited.
Okay. I was hoping you were going to add that detail.
Yes. Again, huge dork, but
yes.
We are very, very excited for this event. It's going to be so much fun. She's going to be in costume doing the entire event as if she was Deborah Sampson. So we're very excited. Please come out.
Yes. Step back in time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then on Wednesday, October 8th at 11, we have our monthly mobile food pantry where we work with the Franklin Food Pantry. So this is just an event that we do like you to sign up for in advance so we know that you'll be coming and so we can track that for them. But they're great. They come in with partnership with the YMCA. There's lots of great options. You just take a number and you go through and get what you need. Mm-hmm. I think I mention this every time that there's stigma always tied to food pantries and food insecurity, but it does not feel that way at the center. We are giving away food all the time. It's just a great resource, and it's a good way to get connected to them because you can always go to them. They're only with us once a month, but there's lots of different times that you can go to the food pantry to get resources when you need it.
And for two additional points, one, if they're a Franklin resident and they like what they get at the Senior Center, register with the food pantry. You can go on a much more regular basis.
Right.
And then they've just expanded the drive-through on Tuesday nights to the four immediately neighboring communities.
Yes, yeah.
And that has been a good draw as well. Still requires a registration, but then you can augment what you'd be getting from Medway or Bellingham, because respectfully, those hours in those places are not comparable to what the food pantry can do. So,
right. A lot of our folks were really excited. They made that announcement, I want to say, the last time they were in. And it was great because we have seniors from other towns that come in, too. So they've never been able to, you know, go to the food pantry, now they can.
Without revealing who, but, you know, somebody grew up here but then lives now in either Medway or Bellingham because they can afford to move there as opposed to here. And now they couldn't
access the resources.
Go back to the pantry. Now they can.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a win-win, clearly. And there's a separate podcast. I'll just tout that there's more coming on the food pantry side. But they're doing that mindfully as part of their strategic plan. The community has been great in providing the financial and other resources on the input side so that they can do the output.
Yes.
And as long as that continues to happen, when they won't necessarily solve some hunger, but they'll help. And that's important.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we see it all the time. We're so lucky to have them in town.
Definitely.
So thank you to them. You make me emotional every time, Steve.
It's important work.
Yes, absolutely.
I am so excited to announce that our Low Vision Support Group will be back. Our Low Vision Support Group has been on break since June. It is going to be back for October. This is a group that's very near and dear to my heart. I do their weekly robocalls for them. Okay. So I love the Low Vision Group. I love every group. But the support group will be back. It is being hosted by a member of Mass Association for the Blind, also known as MABVI. The meeting will be in person, but there will also be an option to join via Zoom. If you would like to join via Zoom, please just call the Senior Center. I'd be more than happy to help set you up with that. But the support group will meet on Thursday, October 9th at 12 o'clock. Immediately following the support group, there will be an assistive technology class also hosted by MABVI. Their AT deputy director is Dave Dunham. He teaches these classes. We're so lucky to have this partnership with Dave. So we're really looking forward to boosting up some numbers for our low vision support group and making sure that this resource is available to our community.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's something that through my involvement with Rise Up, which works to increase awareness of disabilities and poor vision, low vision, that's certainly one that is also relatively invisible, no pun intended.
Right.
You don't necessarily are known because unless you've got a cane that really sticks out, people don't know. And access to info is important, especially in these days. So.
And even just getting together with other people that are in the same boat that you are, it helps you to be less afraid.
Yeah, because no one is alone. No man is the island. We can help each other because generally you're not going to be the first person to ask the question.
Exactly.
Somebody else has already figured it out. Let's benefit from
that.
Yeah, and
some of our numbers have dwindled in that group, and I don't know exactly what that is. So we're going to try and help them bolster that and, again, remove that stigma around it because we have members that are in there that have been diagnosed with something and their vision is completely fine still, but they're trying to get the information and support now. So when that does happen, someone who has, you know, I think people sometimes see it and think, well, I have to be blind to join that group, but it's not there. Low vision has so many different ways that it affects people.
Well, and I think you also want people who support low vision to participate as well so that they can be helpful, even more so helping the people who need it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And then on Friday, October 10th at 11 is our monthly Eat Around the World.
Oh, food.
Exactly. Yeah. So this month we are traveling to Sweden. We're very excited. Sign up is actually starting early for this event just because it's a little bit earlier in the month. So we'll start the sign up a little bit earlier. But that will begin on September 29th. You can start signing up for Eat Around the World. Payment is required to sign up, so please make sure you stop into the Senior Center. And also, just as a quick announcement, this is our last Eat Around the World for 2025. It will be back in January, but we're taking a break for November and December.
Well, because you probably have other parties. So
exactly. I made the announcement at our last Eat Around the World, and I had a lot of people, what do you mean it's not going to be?
They're not happy about it.
But I promised it will be back in January, and I just love giving the talks, too, so you can't get rid of me that easily.
And so we apologize, but we have really exciting things coming in November, December that will
teaser,
fill the spot
teaser.
For now. And so Monday, October 13th, just a reminder to folks that the Senior Center is closed for Columbus Day.
Or Indigenous Peoples Day. However you refer to it as a holiday.
And then Tuesday, October 14th, and also the 28th, we have Rich Frangillo, who comes out, who has been coming out twice a month at 9:30 to provide technology assistance. Mm-hmm. So he usually doesn't come in with any set agenda or topic. That's something we might look into in the future.
You just bring him your problem, and he's kind of like a virtual help desk for you.
Yes, which is great, because I think some people have questions with even like my Active Center, or I can't get logged into my Gmail, or I can't get the sound turned on my phone. So any range of things he can usually help with. Right. And we're looking into bringing in even more technology assistants to support that have set classes or topics, because that's something that people are constantly asking us for.
Yeah, especially more and more these days, technology is kind of the go-to, and respectfully, not everybody can go that way.
Mm-hmm. So, well, like we said, I've been seeing more and more signs, whether in town or out, that just have a QR code. I mean, we have so many seniors who either don't have a phone, or they don't have a smartphone, so then they can't even access it. So we try and encourage people, absolutely do the QR code, because it's super helpful, but maybe also include the link so they can access
That's
it. So we try and
practice.
Do both.
I advise that when people send me stuff, because, I'll follow the QR code to make sure I include the link when I post their image. So to give them the both, because, otherwise you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good.
No.
Then on Tuesday, October 14th at 1 o'clock, Gabrielle from Advanced Home Care will be back at the Senior Center. She's hosting a class called The 7 Signs It's Time for Home Care. Most adults prefer to stay independent at home, but extra help may eventually be needed for safety and well-being. Recognizing the signs early can make a huge difference in ensuring that you or your loved ones receive the care that they need. So it's just some of those things to look out for, to maybe it might be time to think about a transition or a change.
The 7 items would be a good checklist to have.
Exactly.
And knowing the signs to look for, because we run into it too often that people either don't see them, or it's very common to be in denial of them. You don't want to think one of your loved ones is starting to head in that direction.
It is a touchy conversation.
Yes.
Sometimes very touchy, but
it's always better to have the information.
For sure.
So then you can kind of get ahead of it, because it's too often than not that we see people coming to us in crisis that they need to find supports, because
crisis is not generally a good way to solve the best, or to bring the best solution to a problem.
Right.
There's always going to be some shortcuts you have to take, because you just have to take, that's not always the best way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So come to the session so you won't be in crisis.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then Wednesday, October 15th at 9, the Senior Center van is going to take our walking group and anyone who would like to join them for an autumn walk at Wachusett. So they are going to do a mountain hike followed by lunch at 1761 Old Mill Restaurant. It's obviously limited seats, depending on how many we can fit in the van, which is 14 if there's no wheelchairs.
Okay.
It's going to be $5 to go, and then you would pay for your own lunch.
Okay.
We find whenever we add lunch. And I think we told people, too, this is a moderate or so hike, so people need to, keep that
Wachusett
in mind.
If you're going up Wachusett, it's not Mount Everest, but it's a hike.
So it's a little bit, so check on that first. We can answer questions, but people do need to know that. And we're just reminding them when they sign up. But that was what our walking group was looking for, something a little bit more.
A little
challenge from what they're used to.
And all the autumn leaves come that middle October.
Sure.
Middle of October is just going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Perfect time.
Also on Wednesday, October 15th at 12:30, we'll be having Reiki meditation. Reiki is a practice that aims to promote healing and well-being by directing energy in the body. We have a fantastic volunteer, Sharon, who's been leading Reiki. She actually did our first session last month. She's doing another one in October. She'll continue in November and December. So long as there's interest, she wants to continue doing it. She also shares in guided meditation, and she's really good at being able to work on the fly. I'll give you an example. Last month, I will take full responsibility. I accidentally put her in the same room next to the Spanish class.
Oops.
And, but she was able to transition her class into how do we meditate when there are distractions and what are things that we can do. So it was a really fantastic class. I highly recommend going. It is a free class. Mm. And it can just bring a little bit of peace into your day.
You know, you need to have that moment of calm, even if it's just taking a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So that will be on the 15th. And also on the 15th, it's a popular day in October, we are having our monthly Memory Cafe. The entertainment for our Memory Cafe will be Kaufman, Stone, and Tom. Actually, Tom from that trio came to the Senior Center in September and did a sing-along that everybody just absolutely loved.
Oh, cool.
So we're very excited to have him and his two bandmates back in order to have our Memory Cafe. If anybody is unfamiliar with a Memory Cafe, it is a safe and inviting space for people with memory loss as well as for their families and caregivers. It's an hour of music, dancing, refreshments, mm-hmm. and meaningful connection. So
sure.
Please come to the Senior Center for our Memory Cafe. And registration is required. All you have to do is just call the Senior Center and let us know. We'll get
right.
you on the list.
So you make sure you have enough tables and chairs set
exactly.
up.
And enough cookies.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
Well,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, there might be a line of the cookies.
And we'd like to just thank our sponsor for this Memory Cafe. It'll be Care One at Sharon this month.
Okay.
And then tied to that just a little bit, so on Thursday, October 16th at 1, we're bringing in the dementia experience.
Yes.
So I think they've held this some other places in town as well. We've actually turned this into a community event. So even if you are not a senior and you would like to, you can call and register. We think it's really important just to keep talking about dementia. We're seeing a huge uptick in numbers, people looking for resources, and even just for anyone who doesn't have dementia, on how to support those that do.
Yes.
No matter where you're working or living, you're going to come across folks with dementia, and how can you better serve your community just having that information.
Mm-hmm.
So this experience is different than most. So it uses sensory modification and role-playing activities to depict real situation that a person living with mild cognitive impairment or dementia would face. So things like getting dressed, taking your daily meds, preparing a meal. It's all simple activities that are severely thwarted when you have a cognitive disability.
Mm.
So this experience kind of puts you into the daily life of someone with dementia by simulating the physical ailments afflicted by many seniors to kind of create that frustration, confusion, and anxiety. So that might not sound super exciting to come and do, but it really is an awesome experience to really learn about it, to understand it. It's a really different way than just teaching or hearing about it.
Correct.
But how to experience
it. Because that's another one of those hidden disabilities you don't know until you start having the conversation with somebody, and then they answer the same question four times. So they ask you the same question four times.
Right.
And you start realizing, oh, there's something going on there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now what do I do? So
yes.
We
might not be able to fully ever understand, but this can get you a little bit closer, and I think it's going to be so worth it. So regardless of age, we really invite you to come to this event.
Sure.
And then on October 17th, which is a Friday, from 10 to 1, we are offering a free vaccine clinic. So we changed it from flu because most people do come in to get flu shots.
Right.
But they also will have different vaccines available like RSV, pneumonia, COVID, tetanus. I think we're going to check if they're offering shingles because a lot of our seniors look for that. So we're waiting on confirmation on that.
Yep.
And then this is a little bit in lieu of, because we have gotten some questions. We are not holding our expo this year, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
We do not have the bandwidth to do so in October. So we're going to do this because so hundreds of people came through.
Sure.
So we're still going to do that. And then we will be bringing back the expo in 2026.
Okay. So since the expo is not at the Senior Center, that gives greater impetus to go to the health fair in October 1 at the library.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
See?
But just a reminder to folks, too, that we do have a social services coordinator.
Correct.
And just all the staff are so willing to help. So if
right.
if there's a need or a resource or something that you're looking for, you know, that event was great because it put everything all together, but still call mm-hmm. us. We can definitely connect you with the right place.
Yeah, effectively, you're doing the expo every day.
Right.
So just yeah. ask if you don't see it. Just
mm-hmm.
ask.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The expo clearly brings in some of the others so that in one room, one time, you can get the breadth of it, but mm-hmm. yeah, you can still make it happen.
Yes.
Moving on to the next week on Monday, October 20th at 11 o'clock. I'm very excited for this program. It's called Burn Boston Burn. And it is a story told by ATF federal agent Wayne Miller, where there was a conspiracy of 9 men, including 3 Boston cops and a firefighter, who burned over 264 buildings in Boston in the early 80s.
Ooh.
And Agent Miller lived this investigation for 3 years. He's going to share stories, some photos and videos, and just learn about this incredible true story and
how they took them down.
Exactly. Mm. He actually said that he has a prop of a diary from one of the arsonists that outlines like their motives and things like that. So it'll be a really, really interesting topic. If you are interested in true crime, please come to
me. I was just going to say, I feel like I listen to podcasts, but this will be real life detective.
Exactly.
And local to boot.
Yeah. Right.
And Agent Miller also wrote a book on the topic. He will be selling and signing his books at this event as well. So please feel free to come. If you'd like to purchase a book, you can, and he will sign it for you that day. Once again, that's on the 20th at 11 o'clock. We're so excited.
Oh, good.
Excited. So on the same day at 1:30, so Monday, October 20th, 50-plus job seekers, again, they'll come out for the second time, and
Correct.
This time they'll focus on interviewing. So again, obviously that's important for anyone who is looking for a job, but sometimes can be particularly hard for people 50 and over.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those questions that you often hear, like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Or some of those can throw you through a loop. Maybe you see yourself retiring within the next 10 years. Can you say that? So getting those tips and tricks to interviewing when you are over 50, super helpful.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Interviewing is good to practice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then on Tuesday, October 21st at 1 o'clock, we will be having a talk with our SHINE counselors on Medicare. So you can learn about Medicare from a certified SHINE counselor just in time for open enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
This will be an overview of the Medicare options for people who are new to Medicare. And of changes to existing plans if you're currently on it,
mm-hmm.
Plus information on the Medicare Savings Program for people with limited incomes. It will be a fully comprehensive talk on all things Medicare. Especially getting to work with a SHINE counselor directly is such a privilege. We are so lucky to have the SHINE program. And we're really excited that she's going to be hosting this event, and then she can also meet with you one-on-one. So please come
mm-hmm.
learn a little bit about it, and then maybe chat with her one-on-one as well.
Yeah.
We're so thankful, and we hear that from our social services coordinator all the time. Medicare is changing all the time. It's super confusing.
Right.
We love that we have someone else to help that. And they're all volunteer-based, too,
mm-hmm.
which is so incredible. She
right.
will triage with folks over the phone and answer questions if she can.
Mm-hmm.
If not, she comes into the center. Mm-hmm. But I think having a whole program dedicated to it is going to be really great.
It's key to have kind of the specialist in that realm because
right.
as much as you can specialize, you've got enough on your plate anyway.
Right.
Having them come in so that they can do the right thing for whatever.
Goes back to nobody, no man is an island, right?
No man is an island.
Yeah, we love to pass it off, but we also just really love the representatives that
Absolutely.
Come. We've been
yeah.
with Marilyn for a long time, and now she brings her new associate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blanking on his
Bob.
Name. Bob. And they're just both so fantastic.
Good.
And then one of the events that people ask about year-round, Wednesday, October 22nd from 10 to 1, is our shredding event.
Shredding!
So free shredding, no registration required for it. You can just come because the truck is there from that whole time.
Right.
You may have to wait in a little bit of a line, but you've waited for it all year. What's a little
right,
bit longer?
Right.
So you can do paper, credit cards, licenses, passports, hard drives, and laptops. All of those can be shredded, and there's no need to remove staples, paper clips, or elastics.
That can be a pain.
The truck
yeah.
eats it all.
And I know a lot of people love it because they do it right then and there. So
sure.
it's not...
You can see it.
Right.
It's not like
I don't
it's
know
going
if that's
in a truck and whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true for the laptops and hard drives.
Right. That one they might
so
have to take
So we could check.
Back.
They might have to wait on those. But it's
right.
nice. You see all the papers in. They're shredded. peace of mind that it's already been taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
We get calls year round for that.
When is it coming?
Very excited to bring your calendars.
When is it coming? It's here.
I am so excited for the next event as well. On Thursday, October 23rd at 4 o'clock is our monthly pizza and a movie night. We're changing things up a little bit this month.
What are we doing this month, Jillian?
We're doing a creature double feature.
Double feature.
Yes. I am a massive movie buff. I absolutely love movies. And we are going to do the classic Universal monster films, Frankenstein from 1931, followed by The Bride of Frankenstein from 1935.
Wow.
It's going to be very fun. I have a whole evening planned. I'm very excited, if you cannot tell.
What's happening in between?
There will be an intermission in between, but we will be having homemade fall desserts. If anybody has not tried my baking before, I am a very good baker, if not to toot my own horn.
Okay. I attest to it as well.
Yeah. So I will be making homemade fall desserts. So in addition to the pizza and salad that you always get, plus a good movie, mm-hmm. you get two movies plus some extra desserts as well. Also,
For the same price,
exactly. Yes. Also, the movies are relatively short. The first film is an hour and 11 minutes. Then we'll have our intermission, and then it's an hour and 15 minutes. So the entire evening, you'll be out of there by 6:30, you know?
Right.
So not too long of an evening, but it should be a very fun time. Mm-hmm. Please come out. We're very excited.
Yes. Jillian probably most, but we are all very excited too. And then going on to the last week of October, on Tuesday, October 28th at 1, we have From Hospital to Home. So we get a lot of questions about this, either from someone who's in the hospital and going home mm-hmm. and what supports could be in place. But oftentimes, it's from panicked family members that know they have a family member that's about to be released, and what does that look like?
Right.
And so this will be a panel of experts to learn about the process of being released from a hospital stay and what you need to be safe at home. And they really encourage that everyone brings their questions.
Yes.
Because there's always different scenarios, different hospitals, but
different circumstances, health of the individual, the nature of the stay, and then do they go through hospice on the way home? Do they go through rehab on the way home? Do they just go home? There's so many varieties that... Yeah, bring your questions. Mm-hmm.
And we do always hope when we've run into really amazing caseworkers at the hospitals, but sometimes things just fall through the cracks. So knowing like what is available to you, because there are some things that the hospital has to make sure of and has to have in place before you can be released. And it's every once in a while we find that someone is released before that. So even just knowing some of this information, so if something ever comes up in the future, would be super helpful for families.
Preparation.
Correct.
Absolutely. Yep.
Then on Thursday, October 30th at 12:30, back by popular demand, is a dramatic reading of Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Raven.
The Raven.
I did this last year for our seniors, and they just loved it. And I floated the idea of doing a different reading this year, and I was summarily shot down. Yeah, no, they were like, nope, we would like The Raven again. Like,
we might have to do a different room, though.
Yeah.
You filled the
room. Bigger.
Yeah. And it only takes about 15 minutes or so. So for the whole event, the reading takes me just over 8 minutes to do, but there will be a little ambiance. I do a dramatic thing. I actually was a theater major, so I can bring out a little bit of my old skills for it. But it'll be a very fun time. Please come out to The Raven.
Didn't you do it by memory last year?
I still have it memorized.
That's wild in of itself. Just come
notch.
To see if she can remember
kick
it all.
Up
right?
The notch.
And I hope that I can attend this year because I wasn't in that day, so I planned on it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. So same day, October 30th at 1, we're going to have a talk on neuroplasticity. So that's with Kimberly O'Brien, who we talk about all the time, who we love, who I know recently just did a recording with you, Steve, right?
A fascinating interview. It's audio recording. I mean, she's a musician, she's a neuroscientist, and it's just like, how did that get connected? Well, listen to it and find out, because it's a fascinating story.
And you can check that out through Steve's page or...
through franklinmatters.org or franklin.news. That you can also via a number of podcast apps,
perfect.
If you have that, or even YouTube.
Great. And we're going to share on the Senior Center social media pages too, so you should see that pop out soon.
Sure.
So the power of neuroplasticity, they're going to talk about how older adults can forge new neural circuits. So explore this fascinating concept of neuroplasticity and its profound impact on cognitive health in older adults. So there are common misconceptions that the brain retains this ability well into older age, allowing for continued learning, adaptation, and recovery. Neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to recognize itself, to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections throughout life. So Kimberly will also review some practical applications to engage neuroplasticity and play a few brain games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super exciting because I think, you know, all the different things that we've talked about, the fear of dementia, of memory loss, of cognitive decline. So it's just really good news. And I think people don't realize that there are things that you can be doing now to help that. And it's really great to learn about it from Kimberly because she's such an expert in her field.
Correct.
So we're excited for that one.
And I think for many of the folks who go to the Senior Center, participate in 2 or 3 activities a week, that in itself is a step towards doing those wiring all the time. And it's nothing special that you need to do.
Right.
Just be involved, be active.
Yeah, you might already be doing it and not realize it.
Right.
Yes, just that's why they say playing the crosswords or joining a new group or talking with new people. All of those things come into play when it comes to neuroplasticity.
Yep.
And then on Friday, October 31st at 11, will be our monthly party. So
Halloween.
Our Halloween, exactly, yes. We're lucky this year that Halloween falls on a Friday, so our party
spooky
can be on Halloween.
Time.
And that's actually the name of our party. It's called the Spooktacular.
Who would have guessed?
Exactly. So it will be on Halloween at 11 o'clock. Please come in costume if you are comfortable to do so. There will be a costume contest with prizes. I have already given that task to our front desk absolute guru, Mary. She is so excited to create these prizes, so you know it's going to be something good.
Yes.
We are having a full costume contest. There will also be live entertainment with musician Ryan Hood. Chef Anne has created a fantastic menu. We're having garlic and rosemary roasted chicken, sweet potatoes, maple butter green beans, and apple blossoms for dessert. So it'll be a really, really fun time. We highly recommend coming.
Sounds good.
Well, now I'm hungry.
Exactly.
Yes. I haven't figured out my Halloween costume yet, so Steve, you and I will have to brainstorm.
I'll bring up the one that I had last year. I'll bring it back.
Yes. You know,
the wild, crazy reporter.
I guess what I could do, what we did, a murder mystery, which we're going to bring back in the future because people loved it, and we all dressed up, so I could just, I think I was Aladdin. Might do it again.
That might be fun.
And then we just have a couple of things to mention. That's all of our date and time mentions. But Senator Rausch is coming to the Senior Center on Monday, October 20th. This is when she comes into town and does some office hours. So
office hours as opposed to a town hall.
Correct.
There's a difference between the two, just to make sure people are aware.
Right. So if you want to see her, because there was some confusion last time she came, which I think was partly on us not fully understanding it either.
Mm-hmm.
But so this is time that she has blocked out and you need to sign up for an appointment. I believe she does set a little extra time at the end to take a few people if they didn't register.
Correct.
But if we have like multiple people come that want to talk to her, that's not going to be feasible.
Right. Yeah.
And we checked recently and there's still, I think, 2 spots open. So it seemed kind of weird that we were posting it like months ago, but once it's up, there's only so many spots. Mm-hmm. So if people want to get
and
time in front of their senator.
Fills up quickly.
Yes. So we have that. We just shared that link on our social media as well, as it will be in the newsletter again for people to find that.
I think I've shared it previously as well.
Great.
Yeah.
And then I'm very excited about this program upcoming for November. One of our fantastic hairstylists who asked to not be thanked, so I will not, but
by name.
Yes, by name.
Can't still thank her.
Yeah, exactly. She has volunteered her efforts to give free haircuts to veterans every Wednesday in November in honor of Veterans Day. So the haircuts will be on Wednesday, November 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th from 10 to 1 at the Franklin Senior Center. An appointment is required. required. Mm-hmm. And we are actually handling all of the appointments for her. So please just call the senior center, talk to us at the front desk. We'll schedule it for you. And you can sign up starting now. You do not need to wait until November 1st. Sign up can start right now. And thank you so much to our hairstylists, and thank you to all who have served our country.
Definitely. That's a good thing to do. Yeah.
And then finally, our Friends of the Franklin Elders is looking for knitwear for our mitten tree in the Winter Wonderland. If anybody did not get the chance to see the mitten tree last year, you couldn't even tell there was a tree underneath it. There was so much knitwear on it. Hats, scarves, mittens, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Handmade and store-bought. We do not discriminate. We are looking for donations in order to do the mitten tree again. Winter Wonderland will be on Thursday, December 11th this year. Everything that you donate to us will be donated to people in need. Mm-hmm. The organizer of this event, Kathy Lessica, gave me some statistics. And last year, over 300 items were distributed to people in Franklin.
Wow.
So really, that's a huge impact. I mean, 300 items, that's how many hands are going to stay warm for the winter.
Sure.
I knew that tree was full, but thinking that 300 items were on there, it like makes sense. But
yeah, it fills my heart. It really does.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. They are also accepting Sophia is also accepting cash donations to purchase knitwear. So even if you don't have time to either make something or purchase something, they are also accepting cash donations as well. So if you are looking for a way to donate, this is a fantastic opportunity. And you can just talk with us directly at the Senior Center.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
I think that's everything. We try and pare it down for you, but goodness gracious.
Well, you know, and you always give me the opportunity. The Franklin Q&A is in there on the third Wednesday at 11 o'clock. And that's getting to be, especially since we're getting into election season, and this budget thing keeps coming back. I mean, there's always something to talk about. So.
Oh, absolutely. And numbers for that seem to be increasing, too. I've had more people asking about your Q&A.
Yeah.
So I hope they're actually showing up.
They are.
Good.
Yeah. We're not quite into a new room yet. The writers group soon, but yeah, it's getting there, and yeah, that's all well and good.
Yes, it's a good.
Which also
to
has
have.
A remote option too, so
right,
you can join remotely if you need to.
So good.
Yeah.
So that's October, Steve.
October. I'm excited. I'm
Me
also
too.
Hungry.
Right. Yeah.
But, you
apple
know,
blossoms.
I'll be
I'm ready.
I'll be patient. Well, thank you for taking time to share all the goodness.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
This is so I get to find out the inside story, and now everybody else will know. It's not just me. I don't keep secrets. Not this kind, anyway.
No, we'll share loud and proud.
Indeed. Well, thank you again for doing this. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. And a quick reminder, we do this because...
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.